I've always been envious of people who can graciously accept constructive criticism. And after 35 years of marriage, 30 years as a parent, and 25 years in ministry, I have received my fair share of blame, and usually all of it justifiable. By God's grace, He is still teaching me to receive negative feedback, even when it is entirely accurate. The moment I hear the words, my heart often begins to quicken, and my mind begins to fill with defensive response in moments of anxious sorrow. But again, by God's grace, He is helping me see that the gift of awareness I receive from feedback often produces repentance that leads to improved actions and healing relationships. But do you ever struggle to receive feedback from others? Well, you're not alone, and you're safe here. This meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 is about the gift of repentance, the gift of divine sorrow and becoming aware of moments to be more like Christ in your response. But for now, begin your meditation by finding a place to be alone, quiet and still. A retreat to be aware. And settle into a posture with your hands open to receive all that you become aware of in this time. Just be aware of all of the divine gifts the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will offer you. Continue in this time of receiving the gifts of God by listening and then responding to this passage from Acts chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of awareness. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. So repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins. And return to God to seek His purpose for your life. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of awareness. Repent so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, and completely erased. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of awareness. Repent so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. And Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of awareness. For a moment longer, linger in silence, contemplating the gifts that God has given you, especially the divine gift of awareness. Remaining quiet and still, let this become a moment to become aware. With your eyes closed, take note of what you hear, what you feel, taste, and even smell around you. Take note of all that your senses are encountering. During times of stress, we tend to lean towards isolating ourselves and shutting out the world. But for now, take note of how God may be using your circumstances to make you aware of His directing. For a continued moment, sit in stillness with your hands open to release your plans and receive His. Center on receiving. Center two on breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose. Hold it for a moment and slowly release it. Be mindful of each breath as a gift, each inhale a divine gift, each exhaled breath a holy gift. Center on how the Holy Spirit may be guiding you. You may notice defensive or resistant emotions as you encounter divine direction. Feel no condemnation, but rather use that as a trigger to center back on your breathing and whispering the words, "Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of awareness." Center now on awareness of sorrow. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10 from the New International Version is from an encouraging letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the growing church in Corinth, Greece. A letter about the gift of awareness of godly sorrow. So imagine these words as a personal note from Paul to you, as an encouragement to be mindful of God's gift of awareness. Oh, my dear friend, I know it can be hard to hear and harder to receive, but remember that godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Which of these words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more for how the passage impacts you. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Which idea are you holding on to the tightest? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but settle now even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Reader's Version. Godly sadness causes us to turn away from our sins and be saved. And we are certainly not sorry about that. But worldly sadness brings death. Look at what godly sadness has produced in you. You are working hard to clear yourselves. You were angry and alarmed, and you were longing to see me. You were concerned, and you are ready to make sure that the right thing is done. In every way, you have proved that you are not guilty in that matter. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you experience this passage personally? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, by the gift of faith and by your grace, I accept that grief and godly sorrow produces repentance in me, repentance that leads to my salvation without regret. But worldly grief produces death. For this I give you all praise, honor, glory, and thanks. And I pray this too in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what then is your next step towards God? Take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer. And take all the time that you desire. Have you recently experienced heartbreak or regret or anguish? We all seek joy, but while you rest in a moment of imaginative contemplation, consider how God might be using sadness, grief, or sorrow to heighten your awareness and protect you. For this next minute, consider how godly sorrow might be a divine gift to make you more aware of danger and turn you away from sin and further pain. As you move through your day, be sensitive to moments of sorrow. What did you learn from the pain? How were your eyes opened? And how might the Holy Spirit be making you aware of a more righteous path because of the sadness you've encountered? Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer to remember that godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. May you know the healing love of Christ, be aware of the Holy Spirit's guidance, and encounter the better ways of God at this moment and always. And no matter when or where you are, remain here as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of awareness, being joyful, walking in the ways of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.